dissing every, on
everyone's dissing everyone. It's a snowball effect.
I grew up on dissing, bro. I'm a child of the 90s, bro. I grew up in that Tupac Biggie.
Yeah,
bro,
me too. But so... like, it's... But
like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But so, no one wants anyone to die, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Of course.
But this is, but you know, Jay-Z and Nas,
they make good songs.
But Jay-Z and Nas had a good to and fro. Yes, you know what I mean?
Yes, and that was good. But like, and then now they passed on the baton.
Because
but
they, like, I feel like drill would be a good medium for rap beef. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, 100%.
Like drill is this edgy,
like, edgy, digger D, like, people, always
does. People would die. I'm telling you, people would die.
That's the problem, innit?
People would die.
But they'll die, though, innit? That's the thing, innit? No one wants
that. But like, these guys, obviously, at the top, they're not going to, like, die for it.
But it's sad that this thing, this kind of thing, you don't know because we haven't seen it yet. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
haven't seen someone acting on behalf of someone.
You know what I'm saying? You haven't seen it. You haven't seen, like, this proper real beef.
Yeah.
Like, the only people that we saw dying was Takeoff, you know, and when Takeoff died,
shocking,
it was like over some real stuff
that
we don't know the specific, but from what we know, what was the
young kid called with the braids and the rainbow hair and all that who went to prison?
6ix9ine.
6ix9ine.
Yeah, 6ix9ine. Mm. Listen, if no one kills 6ix9ine, everyone's fine.
Yeah, literally.
It's everyone's literally safe, man. Snitched, didn't it? If like, no one took him out,
yeah,
everyone's safe.
Who you want to? He's a baby. It was nowhere near the real beef. It was nowhere near like the.
So you'd be a Kendrick guy in the beef.
100%. I'm not probably like I'm not a connoisseur like you guys though.
I mean, he's definitely the connoisseur.
I'm a casual very much.
Yeah.
But I just like what I like.
Yeah, so is that your genre? Or like, what kind of music do you listen to? No one probably knows that, right?
Everything, bro. Like, hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah.
Pop, rock. Like, everything, bro.
Just everything.
Everything that's good, I listen to. But, like, I'm not, I don't delve too deep into one genre.
Fair.
So, like, I wouldn't, like, if you could name some names in hip-hop, that I'd be like, right, I don't know that.
Yeah, fair.
But like the guys who are big, I'd know
Travis
them.
Scott, ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, like the guys who are big, I'd know them. I'd know them, and especially from my era.
Yeah.
Like this era, definitely less so. But my era, like I'd know the names and stuff, especially like the guys who made like pop music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Nelly and all that, like Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
And stuff, right? Like you
old
know, like
school.
Yeah, like so that's the era I grew up in, and like R&B, got like Usher and all that era, right? And then you know like. Rock, bro, like Oasis and what are they called? Red Hot Chili Peppers and all that, bro. I love that shit. I love that shit, bro. Hmm?
Linkin Park.
Nah, bro. That's too
old.
Too strong. Yeah.
No, not strong. Not strong enough, bro. That's too weak, bro. That's weak sauce.
Yeah.
That's a weak tea, bro. Linkin Park is weak tea, bro. Although I did like the Jay-Z crossover album, but that's weak tea for me.
Yeah, fair. So you need the hard stuff.
Yeah, it's not the Stone Roses. You know what I mean? It's not the Rolling Stones.
It's
not my go-to genre. So the stuff that I like in rock and indie is like the commercially best stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's a bit too watered down, I'm like, nah, might as well just listen to Limp Bizkit then, innit?
Yeah. I mean, man, anything that you want to see in the comedy scene in the next 5 years?
I want to see more people from my background, bro. A couple
coming through for sure.
Yeah, they are like, but more so in the online space.
Yeah,
like in terms of stand up, there's a couple of people coming through, but not loads.
Who do you like? Other comedians?
I like my boys in it, like Ishan and Kay.
There's
a new kid coming through called Fazan. There's a couple of kids from Northwest London called Mohsin and. Fran. And so they're all good lads doing good stuff. But
and you kind of take them under your wing and stuff and
not really. I ain't got the time and energy for
let them do their thing and
yeah
then...
bro, because that's how you learn, isn't it?
When they've done something mad then you're like,
if they ask me for advice, I'm always there for anyone.
Yeah,
even if I didn't know you, like if you were a stand up came to me for advice, I'd give advice. It's not a problem. But I ain't got the time and energy.
It's a long road.
And the only way to do it, my advice to anyone who wants advice or needs advice is do it. There's no other way of doing
it. Stop second guessing yourself.
There's not enough advice you can get to make you good.
Yeah, of course.
The only way you get good is if you do it and you learn from your mistakes and you learn from your successes and you adapt and you carry
on. You probably get so many people in your DMs asking for like the same kind of
advice. People ask me like, oh, how did you become an actor? And it's like, bro, I don't know, innit?
I
didn't go to drama school.
Well, what kind of actor do you want
to
be? Like,
yeah, like I didn't go to drama school. I didn't do auditions and that. And I got like I started to stand up. People liked what I did, and I got put in something. So yeah. I can't. There's no advice I can give you. That's not a model to follow.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can't see it. I don't even know.
You're just saying reps and luck, isn't
it? Basically vibes, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, like obviously, modicum of talent, hard work, and a bit of luck. Mm. But I would say to anyone who just go out and do stuff, man, and especially now with like the is therefore you have to put a lot of work into making that product quality, right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying I don't want to do that. Mm. I'm saying I don't want to be in it.
Oh, okay.
I have to be because that's the game.
You're the guy.
Even if I'm doing it once or ten times a week, I have to play the game, and I don't want to, but because it's not wise. I didn't start doing
this. Do you have a team doing it? Like, obviously with stand-up clips, I guess it's easier to do that. Yeah,
kind of. You got to clip them up and stuff, but even then, sometimes the algorithm works in your favor. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like because sometimes like people who follow you won't see your stuff.
Mm.
But the amount of times, I'll advertise the show and be like, so I'm going to Birmingham.
Yeah.
I'll say I'm going to Birmingham, and I've been talking about a show for 6 months saying I'm going to Birmingham. The day after the show, so now I've gone, oh, I was in Birmingham. What a great show. Thank you for coming out.
Mm.
Someone will be in my DMs going, oh, I didn't know you were coming to Birmingham.
Yeah. I've been speaking about it for 6 months. Like,
bro, where have you been these past 6 months?
It's not advertised like that.
It's just so difficult. It's so frustrating, bro.
Mm.
And like, this is someone who follows me.
Yeah.
And you didn't show them my post.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucked, isn't it? They only show like, what, 5% of your audience nowadays?
Yeah.
And then if it pops up,
and it might
be
the wrong 5%. It might be the 5% that enjoys your stuff, but it's never going to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
So it's frustrating, bro.
Or never can.
Or they're abroad. Or that they live in Dubai or they live in Australia or whatever.
Yeah.
But they love your stuff, right? And they like religiously watch everything you do. But in terms of like, which is also very valuable and great, but in terms of what you want to do, which is sell tickets to a live show, they don't have the means to do that because they're not around.
Any solution maybe to fix that issue?
Just have to swallow my pride.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's what it is. I have to swallow my pride. And the thing is, I have to put the hours in to social media that I put into open mic.
Okay.
And I find that quite scary because I know how much effort I put into the open mic circuit to get good and to get to the place I am at. And I know how hard that was on me.
Yeah, but you feel and like you so have to start now, over. But the difference
the idea of
is
doing,
you're recognizing.
Yeah, obviously, I'm not starting from scratch. I understand that.
For sure.
But in terms of the amount of work you put, and I think the key thing is I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's the main one.
You think that shows?
Stand up, I enjoyed.
Yeah.
So, like, however hard it was going, I enjoy doing it.
Mm.
And I was like, so I enjoy the hustle, I enjoy the journey, I enjoy the ups and downs.
Mm.
Obviously, the downs at the time, you're like,
fuck. But you can't enjoy downs from social media, can you? Really?
No, not how really. You can't. Because sometimes it's like, it's a matter of luck. If you're if TikTok kills your video, you're like, shit.
Now I have to make another one.
Now I can't post that again because the algorithm knows.
And if you
knows,
spend like 2 hours on that video,
because the algorithm knows the repost.
Mm.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have a bad gig, with jokes that didn't work, you can shrug it off and tell those same jokes again the next night.
Mm.
And it'll be a different audience, or you might have tweaked the jokes to make them better.
You
can't do that with a video. That video is dead.
Yeah, man. So you're like, fuck social media.
So I don't
know. Well, do you have a team?
No.
Who do your stuff?
No, I do it all myself.
Well, yourself?
I do it all myself. But like, you know, because also I'm not making enough money in social media. I'm making like zero.
Yeah.
So I'm not making enough money in social media to justify employing a team.
Yeah, I get you.
Like, at the point that I make some money from social media, I reinvest it.
Yeah, fine.
But I need to make something first to reinvest it.
Yeah, because with the open mic gigs, obviously, you get paid straight away, right, kind of thing, so it's easy. Oh, man. Well, you know what? You're doing shows in the UK and that. You've got stuff coming
up, right?
Great. Oh, man, things are good.
I think, like,
I'm just talking...
Move back to Blackburn. You're not doing the London Red. No, you're venting a little bit. It's good, it's good.
Yeah, you got it in it. And it's also, like, being a bit bitter in it about like I wish I'd come 5 years earlier. I wish I started 5 years earlier.
Yeah.
So I could have made it to a point where social media was less important.
But it's good because there's so many people who speak like that who don't do anything.
So at least you're out there doing it.
And for the people who are listening who kind of feel hurt by this, do something, isn't it?
Oh yeah, no, the people who if you've I've got no sympathy for people because I'm in the exact same position of ideas but not doing it.
Yeah.
Just go out and do it, bro.
Yeah,
you just gotta get over it. You gotta get.
Which is why that's your first point of advice.
You gotta get over yourself. Just what I said. I gotta swallow my pride. You gotta like as much as I hate doing it. I know the game's changed.
Mm.
I can't now go back and change the game back.
Yeah.
to what it was. That's gone. That world is gone. So I have to adapt. And if I don't adapt, I'm gonna plateau. I'm gonna carry on where I'm going, and eventually I'll dip because new people will come and take that place. Where if I'm not, if people don't see me, someone else will take that place. So I've got to adapt. I've just got to basically I've got to get over my
given the context behind it.
Exactly. It is difficult. It is difficult. And seriously, like, it's that's why I was happy to be on the show as well, because just to hear like what were you thought about it, or how you were doing this, how you were navigating through your life, because it's difficult, because we talk about our lives through this.
Yeah, you put yourself out there.
Yeah.
You know what I love about this? I feel like I'm on CBS. I feel like I'm Mark Richards and you're Thierry Henry. I just felt like that's like a bit of va va voom there for a second. Bro, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
I feel gassed. Bro, anything that you
want to
let the people know that you're doing that?
I'm on tour later this year. A show called After Eight.
Fair enough.
Starts at 7:30. So tickets are available from tezilias.com. About a third of them have gone, but I'm all over the country, everywhere from Glasgow to Brighton and everywhere in between. In London, I've got a big show at Hackney Empire in November. I can't remember the dates off the top of my head, but from September to the end of November, across the country, tezilias.com. Come check it out.
Cool. Say no more, man. Thank you for coming on, obviously.
Yeah.
I think everyone's gassed to see you. Come to the next episode, man. Don't be a hater.
Follow this podcast.
Thank you.